Now, you know, I've spoken about this, what we call flicker, or what's called pulse modulated frequencies. So you can put information in these LEDs. It can basically be made into Li-Fi, like a transmitter, which that's exactly what they are. So it's quite interesting technology. But you see, if you pulse light radiation, you've got a high value photon that causes potential health risk. Now, the talk about potential health risk, we already know that the deployment of LED streetlights in particular, right across the European Union, people's homes, etc., poses large risk. It's a modulated frequency that is the main factor in the toxicity from optical radiation. So this was a document that the IEEE did. It was quite interesting. I laughed at this because it was pretty typical of these organizations. They don't want their accuracy and any mistakes they make, it's got nothing to do with them. So it's a bit like the ICNIRP nonsense. They don't warrant anything that they say either. But this is helpful to us, right? So they're not liable for anything that they say. It's basically, I think this is a warning from quite a number of the technical guys about these LEDs. Okay, so they've had a discussion, but they've never discussed, right? Lighting was not being discussed. Flicker could introduce seizures, photosensitive epilepsy, possible adverse biological effects of light flicker. Okay, now all of the LEDs, whether we see them in the streetlights, whether we see them in the Unix traffic technology, which used to be Siemens, all pose major hazard and health risk. Okay, and obviously we've got a cancer epidemic, we've got a neurological brain injury epidemic, etc. Yeah, Parkinson's and all these things. Because you see, bodies, the human form doesn't really, doesn't really go along with these man-made artificial radiation emissions. Okay, it's not really good for you. It's all about exposure over time. So here we have, this is the fusion technology. I've shown it a few times. This is the collaboration between Transport for London and Unix. Okay, the experiment fusion. We've had quite a lot of coverage in relation to this because it isn't what we are being told. It's something extremely concerning. Transport for London say they've got nothing to do with this fusion tech. They don't know anything about it. Let's shape the future of mobility together. That's between TfL and Unix. Okay, I'm pretty sure the general population who are being radiated, people on motorcycles, etc., cyclists, significantly pedestrians and cyclists, motorcyclists, at significantly higher risk from this type of pretty dangerous technology, significant health hazard. And it will lead to increases in death. Now, this particular document, this is the C-Core, which is basically Siemens' C-Core. For some inexplicable reason, they've offloaded this technology to this Unix company, right, based in Poole and Dorset. It's quite interesting. So, what would all that be? Now, the reason I'm bringing this to people's attention is something extremely worrisome about it. Seeing the technical details, right, what it actually says is, so you've got this infrared, right? Now, they all have to have what the first ones didn't have warnings on. Obviously, as they started getting chopped down and people started to look into this technology, they started putting these IR stickers. They have to be on these laser diodes, okay? But they say it's a risk group one. Well, that cannot be, okay? That's impossible due to the fact that the laser diodes, not LEDs, okay? So we're going to just have a quick look at what they actually say about this, because this is the nonsense I'm getting back from Transport for London. And we'll get to page 16. It's extremely worrisome and makes you wonder what the hell is going on. So here we have, this is the plan of the internals. Quite interesting, 3G, 4G. Well, I don't agree with that at all, because these things are definitely 5G, and the radar's definitely 5G. But it's quite interesting how they've put this in. But anyway, never mind. Yeah, well, there could be 3G, 4G antennas transmitting. So this would be a localized transmission node. Okay, so it's part of the densification of 5G. Okay, and have they applied to the local authority for permission to have this localized spying piece of technology put into the streets of London? I'm pretty sure they may not have done, because what they've basically said, see, infrared LED flash. Well, they're not LEDs. They're laser diodes, absolutely laser diodes. It actually tells you in here, these are Osram 850 LEDs. No, they're not light emitting diodes. They are laser diodes. The reason for that is the monochromic emission and the focality and the lens on the end, right, which creates it into a laser. In fact, it's got, so Siemens have manufactured the hardware with a laser image, and these people say that the light emitting diodes is pretty bizarre. So it's not that. Why is that? Why is that? Well, let's have a little look. This is a phased array element, okay? Nothing concerning about it. Obviously, not really that safe. This is radar, okay? It's phased array radar. This is the antenna. Here you have the electronics. You've got some little chips here. You see this? You've got this module all on the same board, right? All on the same board for a reason, okay? 4 centimeters minimum recommended public exposure. That's probably not correct, because obviously you can phase this into a beam. So unless I could see the actual technicalities of that, I wouldn't agree. Because you can, this thing will look up to, it's got up to 150 meters detection. Now, obviously, all types of scanners, I mean, they'll tell you a scanner in an airport safe. They're not, because it's all about exposure over time. The more radiation I expose you to, ionizing or non-ionizing radiation, the more sick you're going to get. And like I said, we have a cancer epidemic. We've got neurological brain injury epidemics, Parkinson's. All can be put down to this type of technology, that the ubiquitous amount of it. You see, let's say this was and did pass the, some sort of regulatory standard, which I've got no doubt people who are designing it will have tried to achieve that. A lot of them don't, by the way, but we'll say that they've tried their best and they're trying to achieve that. However, that's just one. It applies to one. When you get multiple pieces of technology, I mean, there's an issue with basic mathematics times. So when you get hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these transmitters in cityscapes, etc., you've got yourself a bit of a problem. I mean, think about how many vehicles there are on this road, all using this type of technology. One's been approved. What about the rest of them? It's basic mathematics. Nobody's taking into consideration. The reason for that, because this type of radar solution, right, is ubiquitous. And it's all part of a overburden of radiation, which causes sickness, ill health, and death. Right? Now, I'm not concerned about this. This is a normal phased array radar type board. Okay? Let's have a look at this. Now, Hemidal framework, right? In 20th of November 2018, the Future Threat Understand Disruption programs, it basically spooks world. Yeah. So the assessment of defense and security, UK defense security communities, blah, 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 blah. Right. What is Hemadar? Yeah. Well, what is Hemadar? Yeah. It's been identified. Well, Hemadar really means the gatekeeper. Okay. So it's a gatekeeper. It's a future operating environment defensive defense, strategic, environment, information. Now, this is going to get quite interesting because what's actually happened, which I don't do coincidences, right? We've got a general handbook here, right, from Unix Traffic. And as it states, it's Hemidale Detector. These are gatekeepers. These are radiation gatekeepers. Now, we're going to have a quick look at page 29. Oh, yeah, well, let's have a look at this. Let's just have a look at the what it says is, danger, non-ionizing radiation. Bye. I don't doubt it. So let's just have a look. This is the radar that, by the way, that Transport for London said doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. They've done anything about it. They've got no radar. They have deployed no radar at all on the streets of London, by the way. That's what they've told me in a Freedom of Information request. Why the deception? Well, I can tell you why the deception is, because this isn't nothing like what we're being told it is. It is part of this framework, right? So here's the nuts and bolts, okay? And we'll get up to, just get to page 29. Right, there you go. Right, now, you see the PLX configuration there. You see, everything's on the board. Okay, you've got your phased array antenna, you've got your chips, etc. You might have some electronics on the back. This can see up to about 150 meters. This thing is aimed directly 10 to 15 to 20 meters in front of it. However, there's the antenna. The antenna is at the front. You then have an aluminium sink protector, there's the 100 phased array elements on the front there, okay, to cause a phased array. Then you have what's called an air brake, okay, or an air block. And then you've got this resistor. There's nothing on this PCB resistance board here. The electronics are on this side where it says terminal one. So the electronics are protected from this emitter. That tells me it's going to run hot. It's going to run hot. And when it's going to run hot, that means, so you're going to have a run hot radar element. Okay, you're going to have a run hot radar element. This is it here, gun sight. So it's got a gun sight. So you aim this. It's a directional weapon, by the way. Yeah, this is a directional radar weapon. You aim that at your area. It'll be lined up with the pulse modulated laser weapon, right? So these work in tandem. They're called Fusion Tech, okay? And what they're here to do, the laser element, right, is a bioinformatics type technology, massive, massive capability. And we know what, unfortunately, been happening over the last couple of years, and the encouragement of people to be injected with metal contaminants, which increases the elucidation. See, radar, this type of technology, as well as the laser diode phased array technology in the Seco technology, require a better reflection. And as a biological structure, you don't reflect very well. If I fill you full of nanoparticulates or coat you with lots of nanoparticulates that we'll see coming from these planes, then you're going to be able to be seen a lot better. So you see what this is all, this all ties together, okay? Quite interesting the fact that it's called Hemidale, and this framework is basically a defense, spooky defense thing. Isn't it strange how you call the hardware the same as the project that's been the call for this security infrastructure, this defense industry infrastructure. Now, I'm going to tell you something now. You are seen as a private vehicle owner as a security threat. That's why they're trying to push out your cars. The whole point of forcing people off the road, right, over the next few years, it's because your class is a security threat. Because what's going to happen, right? Don't want you escaping outside of these 15-minute cities. And if you've got a car, Right, and it's an older one, and it hasn't got a geofence that they can switch off. Using this technology, by the way, right, you might be able to escape. Well, what is it they're planning for you to escape from? And why would you want to escape? I thought these 15-minute cities were going to be this utopia where everything's going to be in a small little area, and you're just going to walk around. It's going to be lovely and green. Oh, forget about the radiation. Like I said, I mean, this technology, Transport for London, say it doesn't exist. Why is that? Is it the amount of radiation they emit? The radar elements. So here we have, there it is. That's it on top of the lights. Obviously, it's missing the laser weapon that they've deployed. So you've got your radar elements. Now, like I said, you've got pedestrians, cyclists, all being irradiated without their knowledge. All been scanned. These are scanners. You may as well. A lot of people don't like going into airport scanners. I definitely refuse it, and I'd rather have a pat down. I don't like it at all. Same as when you're going to the courts, you have trouble there. All the people, all the judges going in and out of the courts. And I mean, if you're full of nano particulates, metal contaminants, it's going to make you a lot sicker. And I have heard there's a lot of judges been dropping down dead lately. A lot of them passing over recently. Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, if they've had that poison, and then they start to go in and out. Some of them don't get scanned, by the way. The clever ones, the ones that know how dangerous this technology is. So here we have a phased array radar element. Cyclists, pedestrians, all significant risk to them. This is to elucidate movement of vehicles, movement of pedestrians, curbside pedestrian scanning technology, because they're monitoring everything that you're doing. What they haven't done, like TfL, haven't carried out an environmental impact analysis and how this is dangerous and kills everything. Yeah, they just haven't done that. So we've got to ask yourself the question, why? Well, I can tell you why, because it's part of this framework. It's part of this spying framework where they're planning to see you as a significant security threat, defense, security, emerging science, technology in order to reduce the chance of future shocks. Yeah, future shock when the general population find out they've been injected with a biological chemical weapon. That shock, I'd be shocked. Yeah, there's going to be some definite future technology shocks and emerging threats to the people who've basically tried to kill the general population. So, quite interesting times. Please share this as far as you possibly can. Very important that more and more people that understand what is really going on and what this globalist depopulation plan actually looks like and how to stop it. Once you understand what the weapons program is, we can get this hardware removed pretty quickly. If we get enough people who are going to get organized and make sure that it does get removed earlier rather than later. We've already had removal of some of the infrastructure in Newcastle, the lockdown, the traffic calming type things where people have kicked off in large numbers to make sure that that's been removed around the Jesmond area, because of the effects on the traffic. So very important that more people get to understand what's really going on. It's not complicated. The fact that TfL have basically deceived us over this Heimdall deployment through UNEX, which is basically Siemens Battlefield Interrogation, and all of the hardware inside that weapon, the laser weapon, not LEDs, not a flash. I mean, think about it. You've got an IR camera in a built-up urban environment with artificial light saying it needs a flash. I mean, come on. I mean, pull the other one, please.